I had been there for several years, 3 years, and then I went to Kenya for a year. My husband had a travelling fellowship, and I got a job in the Kenyatta National Hospital in Nairobi and to work in diabetes.
What years were those?
That was 1971 to 72. And I had read a book before I went. I'd gone to the library. There was one book written by a British doctor on diabetes in the tropics. He'd worked in Uganda and then moved to Jamaica. And it said that in Kenya, diabetes did not exist. But I knew it did, because Dr. Duncan had many foreign visitors coming in and working in his department for short periods or even long periods of time. And one that he'd had in the past was a Dr. Mangola, who had been a junior doctor from Kenya. And he knew that he had gone back and was now working in quite a large diabetic clinic in Nairobi. And so he contacted Dr. Mangola, and he was very happy to have me. I was actually paid by the government of Kenya as a houseman, although I was working really more as a consultant. But that was a fascinating place, and I learnt a great deal about lots of things, including diabetes. We had several hundred people coming to the clinic, and it was really quite difficult. In many, many ways, they used plastic syringes, but they used them until they boiled them, reused them, and they used them until the nozzle was blocked with mud, because the water that they boiled them in was muddy water, and sometimes you couldn't see the markings either. The insulin was a shambles. They had all different types of insulin, including Russian insulin. Some of the insulin vials were quite difficult to read. They were in foreign languages. And first of all, I thought, oh dear, there's, you know, such a problem about affording insulin. But then I realized after a while it wasn't quite like that. But the person buying the drugs was the cousin or brother of somebody in the government, and he didn't know anything about drugs. And the drug companies would bribe him to use their drugs. And so sometimes they had long-acting insulin from somewhere, and sometimes they only had short-acting insulin. There was one occasion when they had no insulin at all, and there was nowhere to get insulin except the hospital. There aren't any GPs, and that was a death sentence, really, because they were nearly all what we now call type 1 diabetes. And so I knew that it was possible to get insulin in Nairobi, so I just lined up the whole clinic outside the pharmacy until the chief pharmacist, they would just stay there until he found some insulin, which indeed he did.